Network.
Folks, tyranny's being brought in to destroy our liberties and our freedom and our wealth. You just better get that straight. These globalists, you think they hate Iraqis? They really hate Americans. They hate anybody who's got guns and isn't their slave. And they'll play brown people off against white people, vice versa. These globalists are cold-blooded psychological warfare masters. And I want to go to Randy and Frank and Kevin if we have time. But Adam, you're out there in Japan with the military doing martial law drills off and on, getting you ready for that, how great it is. What percentage of the guys you talk to aren't buying this PR rollout, ever-changing story of the Bin Laden fable?
I would say about 50% or about half of my department doesn't really believe what the government's saying about the whole Bin Laden hoax right now. And they're questioning things, and I'm talking to them about it more and more, and just bringing to the forefront all the information that you've been giving out. And they're reacting, actually. They're starting to more and more see. And then they're starting to question more and more now that, well, if there was a Bin Laden hoax.
Well, they need to know this. When there's a Republican in a few years, they may even wait, and a mushroom cloud goes up. Let's just say Al-Qaeda did it. Of course, they didn't, but let's just, for the sake of argument, the point is, don't come after my rights when that nuke goes off. And if they start arresting media people, you know, why is Alex Jones being arrested? At that point, you know it's an inside job. You understand? At the moment they gun me down out front of my house or whatever they do, and Ron Paul, you know, a plane crash, whatever. The minute you see that, you guys have to be pre-aware of, before emotion takes control. We're in a race right now. And I don't care if they kill me, quite frankly. I love life, but I'm committed. I've accepted it because I'm not going to sit here and live in fear. I just want to beat them in the end. I'm more than happy to go down with the ship as long as we end up beating them, as long as I take them down with me. But, I mean, do you understand? I don't want my kids to be slaves. And let me tell you something. All their pre-programming, they're planning to nuke an American city. So I'm just telling you, people are going to get real emotional when this happens, and I want to be able to count on the military when they do this and when they go after American freedom and private property and folks, just go, why are you using this attack to roll out control? Because there'll be no debate they're going to do that. Are you guys ready for that?
Alex, I do not believe that anybody in my department will shoot an American, and they will not take orders to shoot Americans on American soil.
All right. Well, God bless you. I appreciate your call. But I'm telling you, they're trial ballooning right now, shopping mall shootings, Walmart attacks. And if you buy that, I'm telling you, they have been, well, I've been telling you this for years. Now they're saying 160 nukes, KSM, if Bin Laden's killed, the nuke's going to go off. I'm telling you, Obama could end up being the dictator. But if we get out ahead of this, they'll kick the can down the road. Because they've already got us. They just really hate us. And they want our kids for their domestic security force draft. I'm just out of time here. Oh, man. I want to get to everybody. I got to do a bunch of work, though, here today. Randy and OK, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm glad you got to me, T-Rex. I want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. We got a minute and a half.
To you and this audience. So I don't forget, I may have two challenges for the audience that have to do with when they shut things down. First of all, I was in the Marine Corps, intelligence. I was a pilot. I was on Limbaugh's show probably 14 times. He banned me. He wound up banning me because I kept bringing up sovereignty, the New World Order. I was doing research at the time, 1989, on global warming theory, and I called my thesis the strategy, the environmental strategy to a New World Order. I had immense amount of volumes of material showing the CFRs behind it. They were slanting everything to do with it. So where we're at now, did you have a question specifically for me?
Well, here's the deal. We're going to go into partial overdrive in the next segment, but I got to finish with you and Frank and Kevin, and that's it. But the question specifically is this whole hoax, the takedown for military and police. You're saying you're former military, or what are you?
I am. I've got, I mean, we've got, people have to learn their rights. So when somebody comes to say, hey, we're shutting you down or whatever, you're going to sue them personally and their commanding officer. I got several more things in relation to that.
Well, real fast, we'll get your take, and we're going to come back in the next segment, and we won't even do the whole segment. We'll just meet the rest of the retransmission as it goes. We're going to talk to three more callers. Stay there, Randy.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's no joke, my friends, and I know I rant and rave. It's because I'm sick of it. I all day I research this stuff. I go home at night. I have nightmares about it. I wake up at like 6 a.m. worried about it. And I just research, and to the point of I can't handle it. The globalists have always planned to merge the United States with Mexico and Canada. They're going to create ethnic enclaves. They create a larger system where none of the countries have sovereignty or rights. But then within those regions, they break them up with the French separatists, with trying to get the Hispanics for a Southwest. Reuters is reporting today that they're moving to break Arizona in half. It's now going to the state legislature. They have the power to do it because the people have the power to create new governments. Not if they're being manipulated by a foreign government. That's then treason. But that's basically getting no attention. And I wanted to talk to a few more former current military police. We'll talk to Randy, Frank, and Kevin. Kevin's in the militia, and the militia is every man 18 to 54. They act like it's some dirty, crazy thing, like if a state wants to have sovereignty, which it has under the 9th and 10th Amendment, and tell the feds you have no jurisdiction. You know, all powers are reserved to the state of the people. They're like, oh, secession, murder, killing, war. You know, they're violent. Meanwhile, oh, the Democrats want to break off the state in two and have it be an enclave of Mexico. Oh, good, it's going to the state house. Yeah, we're going to start taking the Southwest from Mexico. Yay, oh, sweetie. I'm sorry. Randy, finishing your point about this takedown that they're really getting people ready for now. Go ahead.
Right. Well, what I'm hoping that we can do so we don't overwhelm people, that's one of the problems I had. I got so overwhelmed with this, Alex, just like you do. At a certain point, I stepped away from it for about 5 years. Then 9/11 hit. They shut down my gold trades. I couldn't get out of it. I made a lot of money, but they shut down the COMEX. I couldn't cash in, you know. But that got me back to where I was ready to start looking into things. And some of the people that were saying, you know, 9/11 truth were so nutty, but they didn't have the sophistication to approach people the right way. And we need to develop a program to bring people up to speed. It's like, you know, a slow debriefing, because it overwhelms most people to think that our government, you know, the criminal element in the government is doing what it's doing.
But, I mean, in every case, they're running the terrorists. I mean, I've never seen a case of a high-profile attack where they weren't completely handled by the government, and these patsies are so dumb, they have to hold their hand to do it. The first World Trade Center attack, the underwear bomber, all of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's all over the place. People can't imagine something this extreme happening. You know, I mean, they imagine they have honest representatives, which brings the other point up. We've got to go visit state reps, state senators, local sheriffs, you know, two by two, usually two or three people, small group, and approach them and develop that relationship.
Well, I agree with you, Randy, but here's my frustration and why I do get out of control. I have to sit there every day looking at these top politicians, foreign operatives and people, knowing they're corrupt globalists, and knowing that they're complicit in all this, and it's just, I want to bring them to justice. And I think about, it'd be one thing even if they just stopped. They run everything, they're robbing everybody. I'm so beat down, I'd almost be like, okay, fine. But the problem is they're not going to stop. They're going to keep going and going and going and going into a really nasty form of tyranny. And at a certain point, you just get to the point where you're like, these people have got to be met. And I'm doing everything I can in the info war to alert as many people as I can. But I can't look at these people anymore. I can't listen to their lies anymore. I mean, these are really evil people. And they're recruiting people into their system. They're expanding their system. And it is getting right down to the wire. Do you agree, Randy, that it's 2 minutes to midnight? I mean, it internal passports, checkpoints, no travel lists, not just for planes, domestic spy forces. I mean, we're starting to live 1984. I mean, this is creepy.
Yeah, I don't know how soon it's going to happen. That's one of the dilemmas I'm facing is, just like you said, you're down at Port Aransas. These old folks, the veterans are down there. They're clueless about what's going on. And you said something about how Christ said you deal with the general public. It's just like children. And it's going to be one of the most difficult things when they recognize what they've done or what they've missed, the blindness that they've been under. So again, getting a series that's kind of softly allows people to begin to form their conclusions as they see the realities. You go back to Pearl Harbor, what happened there? And this is not a first time in history, the Reichstag fires, you said before.
And again, we're not saying the Japanese were good either. That was a corrupt, evil government. The point is, U.S. military went into private groups, attacked them in China, attacked the Japanese, cut off their oil everywhere, had the purple and blue code, knew when the exact attack was coming. Honolulu Advertiser, 1 week before, said they're going to attack on December 7th. And they were ordered to stand down. It was staged. And that's now been declassified. So the point is, that's how cold-blooded they are.
They are. They're not going to stop. I mean, they've got their marching orders, and it goes all the way up the chain. So, you know, that's why I go back to, we've got to fight at the state level, county level. And in Oklahoma, they took away from the sheriffs the executive authority. They gave it to the attorney, to the district attorneys. You know, so we've got the courts. Now, basically, district attorney is what? He's officer of the court, right?
Yeah, I know. It's, and a lot of states are trying to get rid of sheriffs altogether, just like they took got rid of senators being elected by the legislatures, so they were creatures of the state. I appreciate your call. Folks, it's big business. The globalists have already stole us blind. We're just now finding out that they stole us blind and then signed us on to unlimited debt as their debtor slaves. And so they're going to stage terror attacks to make us learn to love them. I mean, it's real simple. It's real simple. And things are only going to get worse if we don't wake up. And I'm telling you, ahead of those mushroom clouds, ahead of them really pulling a big terror attack and then dropping the hammer and shutting down the free web as we know it and taking it over with government announcements, and the old dinosaur media is going to love it. They're going to be back, the only game in town, and they will crow from the rooftops. You know, when they got me arrested in electroshock therapy for a month, 6 months, a year, so they can roll me out drooling saying I'm a terrorist. And just at a certain point, you got to say, you know what, that's not the way it's going to go down. And if 1% of us say no when they try to take us to the gulag, it isn't going to work for these Nazis, these globalists. I hope for the best, prepare for the worst, and we try to fix things peacefully, but these are terrorists. These are drug-dealing, murdering terrorists, and folks better get that through your head. And the Pearl Harbor thing's a great parallel. We're not saying the Japanese are good, their leadership. They were just as corrupt, just not as sophisticated and evil in their master plan as the globalists here. So they set them up and suck them into that. It's the same thing with Al-Qaeda. The Muslim extremists are real. They're bad, just like with the Japanese. The point is they're being manipulated. The globalists, you've got to get in their mindset real fast. Two final calls. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Yeah, I think people are going to be gravely disappointed if they think more than 1% of the American population is going to stand up against this at some point in time. I think most Americans are cowards, both physical and specifically, even more important, moral cowards. I am a former Marine, and I didn't wake up until years after I got out of the Marine Corps, and you were the person who finally shook me awake. But that's been quite a few years ago. And with the advent of the Internet, Alex, no one has any excuse not to know what is going on. If you're an adult and you're in the military or you're a cop, you know what's going on. You know that you're working for the bad guys. You're working for the guys who blew up the buildings or however they came down. You're working for the guys who bring in the drugs. You can go all over the Internet. There's former FBI, CIA, government officials talking, exposing, I mean, just the FBI, Ted Gunderson, for example. I mean, I could go on and on and on. There's no excuse not to know. All you guys out
there. Gary Webb won a Pulitzer Prize. They went to his house and shot him twice in the head. He had a new book coming out totally proving it. And then the local cops were so corrupt, they said, oh, he committed suicide. Twice in the head with a shotgun.
Tell you another thing, it's getting harder and harder to get on, even just for a brief moment, onto these neocon talk shows that I try and get onto over the years. Their screening process has become incredible. It's like if you have a brain, if you can rub two brain cells together, they are not going to let you on there.
No, you have to lie to get on. You have to.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I know, sir. It's because the system. I mean, that's the thing. I'm not even scared, Frank. I'm disgusted. I mean, I can't believe the slimiest scum you can imagine, just the most horrible, wicked people you can imagine, are on TV talking about internal passports to be able to travel on a train or in your car, and they're sticking their hands down babies' pants. I mean, they are getting us ready to put their hands on us, to come in our houses. And by the way, the globalists know the cops and military are going to get chewed up in this process. And they're even happy about that because they're going to roll in with their real criminal brigades after that. I mean, do you think the military and police know that once they really drop the hammer for hot martial law, what it's going to be like for the police?
I don't know. I think they're in denial, but they also know that they're propping up that peace system because they think they benefit from it. Maybe some of the better ones think that somehow it'll change by itself over a period of years or whatever, and they can hold their position in it until it gets better. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna get better. It's getting worse and worse. And I think those of us have been awake for a while, you know, something bad is getting ready to happen.
Well, I can feel it, man. I've never been this awake. It's not even shook up. It's more like disgusted. It's like we have to go through this. And the thing is, I don't even get all macho and then think about the New World Order's minions like, oh, they'll get theirs. They're just brainwashed idiots. There's no pleasure in any of it, except for not being under their control mentally. At least I've got that. God bless you. Sorry to Kevin and others. Back tomorrow live. Retransmission coming up. The former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. We'll be right back. Great job.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
me just calmly break down the basics, then I'll go into the detail. Deceptively and illegally, the federal government has been spying on all communications without warrants for 50 years or more. But they could only do it selectively because they didn't have the computing power or the personnel to physically listen to everyone. With the advent of keyword software and computers 30 years ago or so with the Echelon system, declassified in the 90s, they could then begin listening to millions of people simultaneously. Now, many Americans have computers listening 24 hours a day. Computers dial in on your laptop, your cell phone, which is a computer, and listen to you. The cameras are admittedly accessed going back 6 years ago by Google with computers watching you and recording and getting keywords. AI systems that can recognize faces, you name it. How do we know that? Press release by Google 6 years ago. This is all hidden in plain view beyond 1984. And the architecture of it is not designed or built to fight terrorists. Then you research who the terrorists are. All the famous ones, Alaki, Bin Laden, CIA, hanging out at bases, families working for British Israeli intelligence on record, protected, U.S. embassies ordered to let them get into the U.S., on and on and on. People say, well, something this big, it would come out. We've had the heads of the embassies, the heads of the military bases, like Colonel Stephen Butler at the Monterey Defense Language School, came out a month after 9/11 and said, these guys trained at my base. Out of all of them, this was staged by the government. They started a court-martial of him until he agreed to shut up. I think he should have gone ahead with it. I called him. I talked to him, and somebody was screaming in the background. He hung up on me back at the time. I'd like to get Butler on. I mean, he's like Muhammad Atta was at the school. I mean, it's on record, ladies and gentlemen. You're like, well, then they work for us, but they got on planes and flew into buildings. We don't know exactly what happened, but why isn't it being investigated? Look, I'm already digressing. The issue here is it's very elementary. They stage the attacks. They have the patsies internationally to invade whoever they want, but domestically to clamp down on us. And the military-industrial complex then has made trillions of dollars the last 10 years just domestically. In the process of taking over our society, they get all the domestic no-bid contracts. They build the federal spy centers that federalize your police. They openly have the military out running checkpoints under TSA training. All of this was already going on. And they're just now announcing, oh, we want you to have to run your driver's license through to get a train ticket. We're going to search you at all the DART trains and all the subways and Amtraks. That's already being done. We're going to randomly shut down highways. It's all been announced. They're doing it. Regular Marines, Army. Governor of Tennessee says no. They say, we don't care. John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They cited the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Go read it. 2007. The Defense Department's mission domestically under NORTHCOM says, we will sweep governors aside. We will take over states if they don't do what the feds say. And then Obama creates what Bush started, the 10 governors. So they can say, well, we have governors. We have states' rights. The president chooses governors that speak for the 50 states. I mean, we're already under federal martial law. This is just the rollout of it. And now they're announcing, oh, 9,000 locations. Town squares, every Walmart, Mall of America. 9,000 locations, big jumbotrons and little screens as well at the checkout. And we've seen the videos that they're playing on them. TSA's here to keep you safe. We'll soon be in malls and sports stadiums. Please report to us anything you see. And it shows videos at Walmart of TSA walking around. First, they show you video of it to acclimate you as they build the force. And it's a force to line up. We're sticking our hands down your pants. Now, Schumer comes out and says, we need no ride now, not just no fly. Over 2 million Americans now on the no fly, including one-year-old babies, 5-, 6-year-olds. It's all on record. And they just say, sorry, you can't fly. Congressman on it. And now it came out 2 years ago. Paul Watson wrote about this yesterday, Kurt Nemo today, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They admit that, oh, anti-war people aren't allowed to fly. Second Amendment demonstrators aren't allowed to fly. People that have been critical of the Federal Reserve, they just meanly put you on an extrajudicial list that nobody can get off of. We're going to cover that when we come back. And I told you, I saw Governor Ridge almost 9 years ago say, you're going to have TSA government approval to have a job. You heard 2 weeks ago about the 9/11 first responders have to go through a terror database to get their health care. You see, it's for Americans to literally wipe your nose, to buy food, to have a job, to travel, for your car to start.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I told you live on air last Monday, 8 days ago now, that you would see a massive push now for police state. That you would see the announcements of government alerts on your cell phones, your home computer, break-ins on radio and TV. I told you that you would see announcements that they want checkpoints at malls and at sports stadiums and on highways. Why? Because they have been preparing at breakneck speed for 9 years, training every police department to deal with improvised explosive devices, IEDs. They have been creating this hysteria. They had secret terror alert systems where they would tell police and military about supposed terror attacks that have been foiled or terror attacks that have been carried out. The feds would blow up a chemical plant, say terrorists did it, just to get local cops really scared, but then tell the cops, don't tell anybody, say it was an accident. And cops are going, how does he know that? Folks, come on. You know how many secret documents I get sent? The point is that we are going to lay out right now for you exactly what we're in the middle of and what's happening. It's called the rollout of another degree of martial law. But just like a Richter scale, as I wrote in 1998, martial law is here, and it's a 3 on the Richter scale. We're now at a 7. And it exponentially doubles every level we go up. A 10 is burning cities, mass extermination camps, black uniforms everywhere, the smell of dead flesh. By the way, that happens in Africa in almost every country every year. It happened all over Russia, all over China, all over Europe, all over Latin America. It happens everywhere but in Western society in the last few hundred years. And it still happened here some. Okay, it's the norm. It's what elites do. It's how they behave. It's how corrupt systems of crooks that get control behave. It's always the same. Citizen spies, media control, private property being stolen by the ultra-rich, using hordes of poor people, too ignorant to understand what they're doing as their armies. We're facing it again. There is no doubt in my mind, and I am shaken to my core with the responsibility, not of fear, but with the responsibility that I have reaching millions of people right now. Folks, I used to get chills talking about this stuff every once a month. I'm getting them every 5 minutes now. The hair on the back of my neck standing up right now. Because this is so real, and I need to move people. I need to wake people up. We need this nightmare to at least start to be reversed. We don't want to go down this road. Please, 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 I beg of you. I beg of people that have been bullies and part of this control freak system who feel secure joining the power structure, buying their brainwashing and their lies. In your gut, if you have any humanity left, I know many of you evil people had good ancestors. You've been twisted and turned over to evil. There is still good in you. There is not anything in this world that I wouldn't do to try to wake you up and have you not be part of this. Now, let me calmly, ahead of Jesse Ventura joining us, let me calmly go over the news. Okay, let me just read to you the headlines. National Emergency Alert System set to launch in New York City to your cell phones and computers, CBS. New Yorkers soon to get emergency cell phone alerts in what Bloomberg calls quantum leap forward. I've been in place for 16 years. Senator Franken takes on smartphone apps. Total theater. Saying the companies are doing this illegally. It's Telecommunications Act, Bob. I told you that 3 weeks ago. A week after that, the media admitted it was under government orders. People are like, but that was Bush. No, it was actually Clinton. They're all on the same team. The same bureaucracy is still in control, no matter who comes and goes. These childlike people say, well, Bush wouldn't know that bin Laden was dead and not use that for himself politically. Bush is a front man. It's about the agenda of the elites. They're there to be built up, torn down, leave office, and be built back up again. Bush couldn't have brought bin Laden out because no one would have bought it. That's why the decision was made when the Democrats came out and broke ranks. All the big elitists, the former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, Walter Cronkite, at the most elite level of Bohemian Grove, went public. Teresa Hines Carey and a bunch of others saying, we know you got him, don't bring him out. So they stuck that ace back in the hole. We forget all that? 2003? Side issue. The media is acting like these companies did all this in unison together. First it was Apple, then Google smartphones, then AT&T, then the Microsoft phones. It's all of them. It's your home telephone. They break into that over digital switches, even if it's on copper. They can access it through a hub switch. 4 detained for videotaping DIA security checkpoint. Now you're a terrorist if you videotape them groping a one-year-old baby. Amtrak backs Schumer plan for no ride list. It's already in place. Internal passport. Terror alert overload leads to call for new ride list. No ride list. Going to be breaking that down. Now, here are our articles dealing with, because they said they would do it. I remember in the 1980s seeing reports in the 90s, reading old reports from the 80s, how they wanted all cable boxes to break in with government announcements, how they wanted the EAS system to be in control of all radio and TV to be able to break in. They got it done by 96. This has already been in place. And Federal News Radio, back on February 7th, came out and said FCC presidential emergency alerts to be tested. And he said, coming up in 1 month, the president will start breaking in selectively on radio, TV, and smartphones with EAS. Now, on 9/11, they didn't use EAS because they didn't need to. They already had ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, all in line with the script. Within minutes, Bin Laden did it. We've got to attack Iraq. Now, because the internet growing so powerful and so fast, they've expanded their grids and all the telecommunications companies. Now, under the Cybersecurity Act, ISPs with 100 or more customers have to have it. My IT guys, under federal law, if they get this implemented, will have to go get federal licensing and put hubs in, even in my operation. They haven't passed that yet, but they're still implementing it. I mean, this is total control. Not so they can kill the internet. Oh, they'll kill the freedom of it, but take it over. It's not an internet kill switch. It's an internet telecommunications, full spectrum dominance, total takeover, just like the telescreens in the 9,000 locations, barking orders, telling you to be scared. They want to force you to watch them. In the 80s, they said they want to make alarm clocks where they remote control turn on with a shortwave chip in them that picks up a shortwave transmission. And, of course, it'll always be, oh, for hurricanes, tornadoes. And as they roll it out, it'll first be those alerts you don't have a choice with. And they'll have examples of, oh, this woman, her phone broke in and told her there was a tornado nearby. She was saved. See how great it is that the feds, with the local threat fusion centers, the local brainwashing, spying, propaganda centers, will then break in over your phone, over your computer, over your cable system, over your AM and FM radio station. And they talked about this in 2003. I was broadcasting out of 1260 AM and filling in for shows there. It's now sports. But I was on that station and also fill in for them, so I was over there. And the engineer's like, look at this, Alex. I heard you talking about it. I didn't believe it. We've been told now the president may start breaking in and other government, and they may just randomly take hours a day. And they were all angry. Didn't happen. See, they put this in place, and they see if you'll accept it, and then they start pushing it. I mean, that is the essence of tyranny. Now, here's our article, February 8th, Obama launches total media takeover system. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Here's my video, February 8th, a few months ago, 3 months ago. Obama launches total takeover of media emergency alert system. So as they're getting the feds ready to implement this, the states ready to implement, then they come out with the new alert system. What did I tell you a year ago when they first talked about it would be? Individual tailored announcements. Oh, a gunman was seen in your town. Some guy putting his gun in the back of his car. They shut down the city. Oh, a box is on the side of the road. Take over your phone with the local announcement. I'll have to put up with Art Aceveda and the rest of them if they get away with this, taking over my phone. And they say it won't matter if my phone's even turned off. They're going to turn your phone on and force you to look at government propaganda. That's 1984. At 6 a.m., the telescreen, it's a two-way camera, turns on in his room and says, get up, everyone. She can see everybody in the apartment building that she's talking to over the closed-circuit TV. And she says, you, Winston Smith, touch your toes a little harder. It's government health, like Michelle Obama. Big Brother's going to tell you what to eat, how to exercise. Winston Smith, I'm watching you. These cameras, these phones, all these Bluetooth connections, all these wireless connections, they're two-way devices, and they're propaganda conduits. You're in Walmart. You're in Home Depot. You're in the mall. Telescreens are saying, watch everybody. Don't trust anybody but government. I mean, this is beyond 1984. And so we broke all of that down. Here is the report, April 21st, Steve Watson, Alex Jones. Are you scared yet? Big sis to beam terror warnings to your iPhone. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, taking it over, using every Twitter, every Facebook, every MySpace, commandeering your list, your friends, your family, your network, tailoring messages to them, and giving the local corrupt politicos the power to access it as well. Boss Hogg has now can dial in and listen to your phone, not just Butch Napolitano up there. I mean, this is total propaganda weapon, seizing it. See, it's not enough that the Federal Reserve, it turned out, gave billions and billions of dollars of your tax money and trillions to foreign banks, but billions to MSNBC and thousands of domestic newspapers and other cable networks to put out anti-gun, anti-liberty, pro-open border messages. I'm about to get to high treason in a moment. I mean, the news is so fast and furious now. Now, because you don't believe them and they have such a low approval rating, mainstream media is down at 10%, Congress at 9%, they're falling apart, no one listens to them, they're like, what are we going to do? Well, we have this backup plan to take everything over and put up telescreens everywhere and break into all communications, and they're like, let's start it, let's first say it's for hurricanes, tornadoes, and terror alerts, and that's how they're rolling it out, exactly as we told you. Exactly as we told you. Remember the Amber Alert? They break in for kidnapped kids. Now you hear it? It's Alzheimer ladies. Then it's, oh, report illegal guns. Report terror. I've seen it in Texas. Report illegal guns. Report terror. A 1-800 number. You see, it's the tattletale society. Suddenly, every professional, lawyers, doctors, dentists, they're all getting Homeland Security visits saying, will you spy on your clientele? Will you spy on your neighbors? Last time we got numbers, it was close to 100,000 preachers secretly recruited since 2003 to spy on their flocks and give them messages of doing what the government says. I mean, this is a total military, scientific, long-term buildup to take America over. And notice we're coming up to the edge now, right as the economy implodes, right as the dollar's dying, right as they try to start all these new revolution wars and back up the Muslim extremist rebels in Egypt and Libya. And they admit Al-Qaeda's the good guy now in Libya fighting Gaddafi, but we got bin Laden. On and on and on and on and on and on. They're launching, they're launching, they're launching, they're launching. You can see it intellectually. You can study it geopolitically, and you can feel it in your gut. Now is the time to call the White House, call Congress, call talk radio to get our articles breaking this down and get it out to everyone. You have the power. We still have the web. But if they set off a dirty bomb or a small nuke or shoot a bunch of shopping malls, they are going to do a test right when you're emotional and cut in all over radio and TV with government announcements. And then they'll claim, oh, the government announcements evacuated an area where other terrorists were attacking shopping malls. It worked. Then the precedent set. Then they hit you with a nuke. Then they mail out anthrax letters. That was confirmed to be government. And the criminals that run it. America has been hijacked. The government is illegitimate. It controls both major parties at the top. They ship in the narcotics. We've got the biggest prison population. Meanwhile, the border is wide open. It's been confirmed that 87 miles into Arizona, the feds have said, don't drive down this highway. Don't go to this national park. It's totally shut down. The UN has openly put out plans to break off the Southwest to be an enclave of Mexico. And I take you now to Obama in South Texas calling for total legalization, New York Times, and this, the complete and total high treason, Reuters, reporting it like it's reasonable and no big deal. States say we don't want to have to fund abortion. We don't want to have to fund illegals. We don't want to ban guns. We don't want to restrict alternative currencies. Feds say no. We don't want to have our speed limit 55. Feds come in and try to block it, saying states have no power. A group of I've interviewed some of them, La Reconquista Congress people, mayors and others in Tucson are calling for the secession. This is Reuters. When you actually read what they're saying, Reuters whitewashes it. The secession of half of Arizona into a Mexican enclave of Mexico. This isn't Mexico doing this. It's the globalist breaking America down. Liberals in southern Arizona seek to form new state. They are moving forward with the signed petitions for a referendum to secede from Arizona. But then we just say we want state sovereignty and not to be under federal international control. And they go, oh, my gosh, secession, they're violent. They want to know it's not secession, just 10th Amendment. Meanwhile, liberals in southern Arizona seek to form new state. There's been 13 killed on the Texas border, another shootout last night. Citizens being kidnapped, record numbers. I see it in the footnote every week in Austin, all the kidnappings. And they don't hype them up. It's just, oh, somebody was kidnapped. And it's always, 98% of the time, it's illegal aliens kidnapping people. here in Austin. Where they're just kidnapping left and right. They'll just grab your kid off the street and hold him for ransom, just like it's Mexico. And it's just a little footnote in the paper or the news. Yeah, this little girl got kidnapped. Don't worry about it. I know if you're an Austinite or somebody who lives in Arizona or California, you see it too. It's like, oh, we're not going to hype that up and tell you about a real threat. We're going to hype up the terrorists. They're going to get you any minute. We got to have no fly, no travel, no gun buy list. Oh, my gosh, give all your rights up. So the total takeover, the preparation of the rollout of government announcements breaking in over your phones, your computer, your TV, your radio, that's now in full swing. No travel list. Remember Obama saying that we need a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military, a million strong? And they now admit, what is that? His Secure Corps, his AmeriCorps division. All those different teams they've recruited. That's who Homeland Security is now recruiting to be these new domestic Stasi squads. And when Republicans come in, they're going to continue it. Let's play that clip of Obama during the campaign calling for the domestic security force. Go ahead and roll it.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
There you go. And it is. It's the threat fusion centers. It's the federalized police. It's the goon forces, many of which getting paychecks. It's the media takeover grids. And now it's the no travel system. Homeland Security admits when they're done with this, you won't get a job. You won't be able to drive your car. Nothing without their authorization. The whole country becoming a martial law prison. We'll break it down.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
All right, I want to be clear about this. The globalists have positioned us for bankruptcy into this new Bancorp, IMF, World Bank, digital currency receivership. but they've done it through fraud. They're criminals. The whole world's waking up to them. They need a police state, as the IMF and World Bank documents leaked in 2002 show, when they take over any country. They need a police state grid in place, or the people will take the government back and in many cases prosecute the government criminals that were bought off by the offshore crime syndicate. And so now they're coming in with their total media takeover. They're testing it. But nothing is more draconian than the internal passport. Remember 4 years ago, we have links to his speeches and articles about it in our articles that break it down in Paul Watson and Steve Watson, as well as Kurt Nimmo's articles. We have the links to Ron Paul and his quotes going, this national ID card is a domestic passport. An internal passport, because the Fed said, if your state doesn't accept it, we won't accept it for Social Security, or we won't accept it for you to get on a plane. We won't accept it for you to go to a national park or to the Statue of Liberty. Your kids will have to have this to go to the Statue of Liberty. It's a domestic system, and we've reported for now a year that in key unions where the globalists have control, they make you go through a criminal terror database search to get a job. Remember 2 weeks ago? 9/11 first responders, cops, firemen, medical people have to go through a terror database to get their health care. Everywhere they can, forcing you, oh, this is a federal special health care program. You've got to go through a terror database. That's to beta test it for everybody. And that's what Obama's talking about with his domestic security force. And they're also saying you get on this list, millions are on it, they admit political enemies are on it, you can't get off, you can't find out why you're on it, now you can't buy a gun. No judge, no jury, no gun. Now you can't have a job. Now you can't get on trains. And now they're talking about, and states already have this, Texas does, license plate reading systems that know when your insurance is up. You're in a database. So the cops pull you over, and now they're saying if you're on a terror database, why aren't you picked up then? Well, because you're actually just a pro-Second Amendment or a liberal group, whatever. Now the cops pull you over because you're on a no-drive list. And then they've said they're planning this. You won't be able to leave your house, just like in Nazi Germany where they first said you can't do business. You can't leave your neighborhood. And it's funny that it's all these Israeli operatives like Chuckie Schumer and Rahm Emanuel are the ones pushing this. They want us to live like Arabs do in Israel. And they admit that's the plan. But therefore, Israelis having M16s in Israel, just Americans can't have our guns. I'm sick of it. But there's other groups pushing this as well. But I'm calling these people out. Let's go ahead and play Obama again with his domestic security force.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Now, we're not going to really have time to play the whole thing, but in our articles, we have Rahm Emanuel saying, if you're on a no-fly list, you can't buy a gun, you're not part of America. Here it is. All right, we got to set up a different computer system then, because when we got one, then we got to cue the other, and then we're not going to be able to play it. So here it is.
Make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
You can be in the country, but just you can't have a gun.
And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list, and the NRA, I know where America's going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice, and we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family.
All right, we'll be right back. So the government, the bureaucrats, they just put you on a list. No travel, no guns, no job, no food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.